Blog Talk Radio.
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marian E. Ford. I want to thank you for joining me on this evening and ask you to sit back, relax, and breathe as we explore ourselves and discover who we are and what we should be doing here at this place and time in our life. So sit back, enjoy yourself, and understand that it is a choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. So choose to access and display your greatest you on today. Now that you've chosen to accept, explore, and live out your destiny, yes, you have one. It's still there waiting for you. All right, and we are back, and I apologize for the technical difficulties that have occurred. So we're going to keep going forward, and we're going to do our we're going to do some commercial breaks at this time. Excuse me, we're going to do some commercial breaks and come right back. I'm not sure what happened. We lost sound for a little while, but we're back up, and so there's nothing to worry about. We're going to be continuing our show, and if you want to get in the conversation, 646-378-1135. All right, and we will be right back after these words. Hello, I'm Marian Afool, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life Crew, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington after spending a fun-filled evening in a cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with a refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630. Empowerment and enlightenment, intuitive insights, wisdom, and self-affirmation are the themes that come from Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm by Marian Afua. available in Amazon.com and in local bookstores everywhere. It offers a code of conduct for self-discovery, self-liberation, and transformation and acceptance of our true personal reality. Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, encourages us to dance through those situations, conditions, and circumstances by activating our innate internal strength and power. Not My Reality by Marian Afua, available everywhere books are sold. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. All right, and we are back here on Not My Reality live radio, and it is now time for Conversations with the Coach. You have a 30-minute opportunity to talk with me about any subject that you would like that will be able to enhance your life for the better. Our chat room is now open if you want to join me there on the chat room. Welcome to everyone who has been listening. I invite you and encourage you to get an opportunity to check out my book called Not My Reality. It really is something I was reading through it the other day, and I just thought to myself, I said, wow, it's almost, it's so surreal in that you read something that you've created and you go, wow, this is, you know, is this the person that I'm looking in the mirror at every day? The whole concept of ego or and creativity a little bit. We're going to share on those two subjects. And I just want to make sure that everyone is clear that as we move forward, we need to be aware that there's so much. All right, we are back. We are going to attempt this to finish out this show on today. But I want to just get a couple of points across really quickly and making sure this is what I'm talking about. This is called resiliency and tenacity, making sure that we are able to move forward, making sure we are understanding how we are going to not let anything prevent us when we have a task that we have to get accomplished. Sure, I could easily cancel the show and wait for another day. But it's not about that. It's about making sure that we are able to present what we need to present at the right time and not giving in. We have tenacity. We have integrity. We're going to do what we need to do to make sure that our show is able to continue and move forward. So thank you again for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to continue our conversation. And as I said, we're going to begin to think about this whole idea of creativity. And people often say to me, you know, well, I'm not very creative. I don't, you know, I'm not making anything. If you saw me draw a photo or a picture, it wouldn't be less, you know, something you want to look at. If you asked me to try to figure out, I can barely match up my clothing, my tie to my shirt, my shoes to my dress type thing. And so, but I want to talk about it from a different perspective. Creativity is a lot more than that. And I'm probably going to try to go over into the archives so you'll have a full at least a 30-minute conversation with me here on the show regarding the creativity. The ability to create is an attribute from the creator. So it's a creative spirit that allows us to create. So knowing that you have been filled with this gift from the divine to create, you know, we need to become more confident in what it is we're doing. You have to use what we've learned to make this vision that we have been given for our life a reality. Your reality is a result of your acceptance of the internal power to create. Now, you should be using this gift now. This is what I mean by creativity. This is what I mean when I say it's not, you know, necessarily drawing a painting or creating something out of junk or, you know, designing a plan or outfit. But it's more importantly, it is a gift that is used to create harmony, peace, love, stability, and the ways to maintain it. That's what creativity does. Creativity is our way in which we become innovative. It's the way in which we present ourselves to accentuate the resources that are around us in the current situation, circumstance, or situation. It is not backing down saying, I'm lacking the resources, I've tried this before, it's not working. Just similarly to this show tonight, the inability for us to keep it going. So when we are talking about utilizing our creativity, we have to let go of every doubt and every pain and every frustration and every idea that we've ever had about being creative and let it go so that we can embrace what creativity really is. Creativity is an extension of the divine universe. Nothing is withheld. We have that ability. And so we must not take it lightly. We must begin to create the path or create the resources we need on that path to go forward, go upward, go sideways, backwards, whichever way it is for you to go. But just don't stop utilizing your creativity. Our creativity is the turning of the key and the knob in the door of opportunity. Our creativity will tell us that we need to reword some things on our resume so that it sounds more inviting and not minimalist. Our creativity will allow us to go into a room and see the vision of it. Knowing that hard work is awaiting you, but you still press forward, knowing that it's going to be beneficial. Our creativity also will assist us in accessing what frames the world, and that's wisdom and understanding, the ability for us to be able to reach inwardly and pull out the power that is innately within us called the I Am. That purity, that level of manifestation. Sure, we can visualize and have vision boards, but if you really are not willing to embrace the fact that it's going to come to fruition, it won't help you. And I'm not talking about backbiting and pushing folks down. And no, but when you come here very easily, very instantaneously, don't think it's by your plan. It is by a divine universal plan of the I Am. So often we've been backed into corners and we're not certain what to do. Again, what's the creative moment? The creative moment says there's a branch that's bending down. Let me attempt to climb it, even though I have a difficult time climbing out. We have to get to the place where we are utilizing every part of the attribute that is allowed and given to us. Utilize your creativity to rise above your limitations. Activate this ideal of what it looks like. What does peace look like? What does harmony look like? What does intelligence look like? What does wealth look like? What does abundance look like? And then begin to create the situations, draw upon the resources that you need to make that happen. That's all it takes. But if you're not willing to give it what it desires, what it deserves, what it needs to have, then that's where the limitations come in. That's where the problems come in at. All right? So we are talking about this creativity because so often people are becoming codependent upon other people with a desire that they're going to fix and solve everything. We're not here to fix it. We're here to assist you in taking the lead and putting some things in place. All right? It's not about me. I mean, sure, I'm thinking I'm the guidance, but it's really about you knowing. You knowing, trusting, and believing. Okay? Otherwise, it doesn't benefit us. Otherwise, we're going to still be right where we are right now. Uncertain, unsure, and therefore, you know, we're moving very slothfully, very slowly, meaning. Okay, so let's do that. Let's begin to exemplify and share the creative ability. Okay, right? What better way to utilize creative attributes than to make your life better, to enhance your opportunity, to secure your survival? What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. So as we're going forward, we're going to continue to go. We're going to begin to actually visualize and see ourselves, not just on a vision board, but every day. Make it part of your conversation. It's not about bragging. It's not about boasting. It's about you identifying those resources that are near you and around you that you can utilize in a different way to place you or help excel you where you need to be after you have escaped. So let's not get confused by that. Okay? As we go forward, and I'll say another thing about creativity. One of the things I found when you begin to think about creativity isn't but our imagination plus ingenuity. That's what creativity is. If you don't like me talking about the divine, well, that's who I am. So the I am is what I have in my life. And you have to, whatever it is, you have to begin to exercise knowledge. The ability to create is such a powerful thing because you will be able to walk into a situation, circumstance, and you will see some things in place, and you'll be able to see what's going to happen next, what's going to happen behind, how strong of a wall you're needing to build. It just can't be. So we are here talking about this creative ability. I think we're going to take another quick break in about 2 minutes. Let me see if I have this set up where we can take the quick. But again, the creativity, allowing yourself just to be who you are. And validating your contributions that they are valid enough when you have an idea. Okay? So we are going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back after this.
My failures led me to success. Oh yeah.
me. It's inside of you too. You gotta know today is a good day to live your life in the high life. Entertain some questions. One of the questions I did get, I'm going to go ahead and share one of the questions I got via email since we don't have any callers. And I know we are in the archives right now. We're officially in the archives. And that song was called Higher Heights. That is just a brief sampling of what's going to be on my up-and-coming CD called Free Flowing. So if you want to get a copy of that, just stay tuned. You're going to know how to get a copy. It'll be available in Target stores, Walmart stores, and wherever CDs are sold. You're also on our website at afoolspeaks.com. So if you like what you hear, give me an email or feedback. Here on Blog Talk Radio, just click where it goes to my show page and click message, and you'll be able to send me some message and feedback. Thanks so much again for joining me here on tonight. But we're talking about creativity. That type of thing I'm talking about, that level of creativity. Just knowing that what you have to offer is something else. The messages can be come in different ways, can be presented in numerous opportunities. And so you want to be prepared for that because your creativity will allow you to never be bored. Not be bored. Not be bogged down, not be held back, and not worrying. Okay, I have a question here for a coach. It is someone who is going through development of a second career. Their first career, they were laid off after working there for 20 years, and they took some schooling. So I took some schooling, and now I am beginning to start a second career. I feel lost and unsure of what to do. What can you tell me that will help me make this transition better? I don't want to quit my new job after being off work for almost 2 years now.